Welcome to today's deep dive. So today we are digging into the Western Cape government's Provincial Treasury Service Standard Schedule for 2025-26.
Right, which sounds like quite a mouthful.
It really is. But our mission here is to show you how this, you know, seemingly dry four-part government framework actually reveals a modern tech-forward machine at work.
Yeah, because you might hear Treasury Service standards and picture like a basement full of dusty ledgers and endless red tape.
Exactly. But prepare yourself, because today we are talking about artificial intelligence, big data, and surprisingly, even gambling oversight.
It is a completely different landscape than most people expect from public administration, honestly. The scale of what they are trying to accomplish requires some serious technological leverage.
I mean, to understand this machine, we really have to start at the top layer, which is administration.
Right, the management services unit.
Yeah, and okay, let's unpack this, because reading their goals felt a bit like, I don't know, reading a pitch deck from a Silicon Valley startup.
It really does.
They have set a target for 70% of AI Copilot prototype responses and 100% completion of automated strategic reports in their business intelligence dashboards.
Wow.
So I have to ask, what actually is a prototype response? Like, is unleashing an AI Copilot inside a government treasury a recipe for a sci-fi disaster? Or is it a brilliant efficiency hack?
Well, let's demystify that term a bit. A prototype response is essentially a highly educated first draft.
Okay, that makes sense.
Think about the sheer volume of complex queries a provincial treasury gets regarding tax codes, compliance, or, you know, budget rules.
Sure, it has to be thousands.
Exactly. So instead of a human administrator spending 3 hours compiling data for a standard answer, the AI generates a prototype.
Ah, so a draft based on their internal data.
Right, which the human expert then verifies and finalizes.
Okay, so they aren't letting the AI make the final call. They're using it to cut out the busy work.
Yeah, the goal here is clearing the deck. By automating those strategic reports through their business intelligence dashboards, massive amounts of data are visualized instantly.
Which frees up human analytical power, right? So their staff can focus on the heavy lifting of actual financial oversight, rather than just, you know, formatting spreadsheets.
Precisely.
Which raises the question of what those humans are actually overseeing with that freed up time.
And that brings us to sustainable resource management.
Right. They handle standard duties like publishing the Municipal Economic Review and Outlook, or MERO.
Yeah, which basically acts as an economic weather forecast for local municipalities. The MERO tells local planners which regional industries are expanding or contracting.
So they can adapt their local budgets to the realities of the market.
Exactly.
But here is where it gets really interesting, though. Beyond publishing reports and managing cash flows, their fiscal policy unit has a surprising duty.
Oh, the gambling oversight?
Yes. Providing direct oversight for the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. Wait, so they aren't just government bean counters?
Not at all.
They're essentially the fiscal pit bosses for the province's casinos.
That is a great way to put it. The Treasury has a very hands-on role here because, well, gambling is a massive, highly regulated revenue stream for the province.
Right? Big money.
Yeah. And the Treasury isn't just passively cashing tax checks. They are actively managing gambling legislative amendments.
So they analyze market data to tweak the actual laws.
Yeah. Ensuring that the gambling sector's growth aligns with the province's long-term fiscal health.
Wow, so they're setting the house rules based on economic data to keep that revenue engine running smoothly.
Exactly. But gathering all that revenue is really only half the battle. They also have to monitor how local municipalities are spending money down on the ground.
Which requires intense visibility into local finances. Enter asset management and financial governance.
Yes, a crucial part of the framework.
The document outlines a major plan to migrate to Interlinked Financial Systems, or IFMS.
Yeah.
I assume this means the province and the local municipalities will finally have systems that talk to each other in real time.
That is the core mechanism, yeah. Right now, a lot of financial reporting across governments is retroactive.
Like sending a spreadsheet at the end of the quarter.
Right, exactly. But IFMS allows the Treasury to see financial flows continuously. This is critical for their explicit target of supporting municipalities that have what they call unfunded budgets.
An unfunded budget meaning the town's checkbook doesn't match its promises.
Put simply, yes. It means a municipality has promised basic services to its citizens, like water, sanitation, or road repair.
Right.
But the math proves they literally do not have the cash flow to pay for them. without intervention, that local government collapses.
And the document says the Treasury steps in to help them develop strict budget funding plans.
Yes.
So rather than just auditing them after they fail, the province is stepping in to reorganize the town's finances to keep the lights on. It is proactive economic triage.
And that triage only works because of the data integration. The real-time visibility from the interlinked systems allows the Treasury to spot the illness.
And co-engineer a recovery plan before it becomes terminal for that local economy.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? The blueprint of modern local government is fundamentally shifting.
It is. We are seeing a complete transition away from reactive paperwork toward proactive, data-driven management.
The systems they are building today are designed to anticipate financial crises and correct them, rather than just recording them in a ledger after the fact.
Right, catching the problem before it actually becomes a disaster.
Which leaves you with one final thing to think about. If a government department is already aiming for an AI co-pilot to handle 70% of its prototype responses today.
Yeah, that is a wild thought.
How long until those dusty ledgers are completely forgotten and AI isn't just assisting administrators, but actively drafting the fiscal policies that govern our daily lives?